Today, even rate cuts won't help home prices. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. The debate about when and if the RBA cuts the cash rate continues to run, with many property spruikers claiming people should buy now before the cuts arrive because home prices will start to run again when cuts do arrive. Just don't mention the extreme unaffordability. In terms of timing, it's all over the shop. Markets are currently pricing in a 78% chance of a February rate drop to 4.1% and is expecting a total of 65 basis points of rate cuts through 2025, which would take the terminal cash rate to around 3.64%. So that's nothing close to the 0.1% that we had a few years ago. At least one reduction in the cash rate is expected this year, with two of the big four banks predicting a rate cut when the RBA does meet in February. And most economists are saying that the central bank may reduce rates several times across the year. Earlier this month, ANZ adjusted its cash rate forecast, saying the RBA will likely cut interest rates by 25 basis points at its February meeting. Its economists believe that there will be two 25 basis point cuts in this cycle in February and August, taking the cash rate to 3.85%. And the major joined CBA in its prediction for when a rate reduction will occur. However, while CBA believes the RBA will cut rates next month, if the trimmed mean inflation rate for the fourth quarter comes in under 0.5%, it thinks that there will be 100 basis points of easing over 2025, 125 basis point cut per quarter, and that would take the cash rate to 3.35%. Other lenders have already begun preparing for rate cuts, with Macquarie dropping some fixed rates earlier this month in anticipation, but other market analysts are less sure, pointing to the strong labour market, risks from the low exchange rate and high government spending and household support putting pressure on underlying inflation. And then, of course, we have the potential fallout from the Trump effect. Consumer optimism about potentially lower rates has also improved sentiment towards housing. That's according to research by Westpac and the Melbourne Institute. But the long wait for interest rate relief is taking its toll on borrowers, with the risks of mortgage stress on the rise, they say. And now property analyst company CoreLogic has warned the industry to brace for the potential that incoming rate reductions may only have minimal impact on home buying activity and dwelling values this year. They say that while interest rates are expected to drop this year, the rate cutting cycle may have minimal impact on home values and transaction activity. Despite widely held views that low interest rates will bring more buyers into the market and be positive for the mortgage broker industry, Eliza Owen, head of Research Australia at CoreLogic, said that the impact of rate cuts may be smaller than some predict. In an analysis of the key changes in the economic landscape in 2025 and how they'll influence the housing market, Owen said, even if the average mortgage rate drops by 135 basis points, which is the lower bound of forecasts for the cash rate at the end of 2025, a median income household could reasonably afford a $593,000 home, which is still much lower than the current median home value of $815,000. A rate of 3.1% by the end of 2025 is also higher than the pre-COVID decade, the average of 2.55% that supported strong lending volumes in the 2010s. The action of regulators will also be key in deciding the extent of the impact from lower rates, she said. Lending policy could amplify or nullify the impact of rate reductions, noting that the prudential regulator has continued to insist that the 3% buffer is appropriate despite growing calls for the Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority to change it. Changes to macroprudential settings, the policies used by regulators to reduce credit risk and support financial stability, will likely affect the availability of housing finance. Lowering the mortgage serviceability buffer from 3% to 2.5%, a reversal of the increase back from October 2021, could boost home buying activity through increased borrowing capacity. However, Owen said that this action from the watchdog is not guaranteed. According to APRA's November statement, the risk of financial shocks has debated and regulators have warned that high household debt levels are a major concern, Owen said. If household debt levels rise as interest rates fall, APRA could introduce new measures such as limits on a high loan-to-value ratio or high debt-to-income ratio lending, such as what the RBNZ, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, has implemented in New Zealand, and as I discussed in my show yesterday. Now, my own research, as I discussed in my Tuesday live show, shows households are indeed under pressure, and I doubt that small rate cuts, even if they do arrive, will be sufficient to reverse the damage done to households since rates started to lift in a late and half-hearted attempt by the RBA to crush inflation. It seems to me that we are in no man's land at the moment, and I agree with CoreLogic that even if rate cuts do come, they will not be sufficient to rekindle price growth, at least in the eastern states. However, in Western Australia, where growth does remain more buoyant, it might start increasing again. So it will be important to look at local conditions ahead, and you can check out my January 2025 data, which will be out in a couple of weeks, to see what's going on. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.